Gloria a Dios.
The Spirit of the Lord is in this house today.
Se siente el Espíritu del Señor en esta casa el día de hoy.
Hey, I don't know what you came for today.
No sé a qué vino usted el día de hoy.
But whatever you need is found in this house this morning.
Pero lo que usted necesita se encuentra en esta casa esta mañana.
Does anybody feel victory in the house today?
¿Alguien siente victoria? ¿Siente victorioso?
Praise God. Praise
Gloria a Dios.
God. What a beautiful spirit is in this house this morning.
Qué hermosa presencia el día de hoy esta mañana aquí.
If you got your Bibles this morning, Mark chapter 5.
Marcos 5:21, puedes seguirlo en la pantalla.
Mark chapter 5. So good to be in the house of the Lord.
Es un gusto estar en la casa del Señor.
Amen. Let's give all of our visitors a hand, all of our guests that have Salud come to
visitante.
The house of God.
Un abrazo. Salud al visitante.
Amen. Praise God. This is the church of the living God.
Es la iglesia del Dios vivo.
Come and make yourself at home today.
Siéntase en casa el día de hoy.
It's good to see my barber Vezo back there.
Mira mi hermano el día atrás allá.
He got the Holy Ghost at the Easter drama.
Recibió el Espíritu Santo en
so
el drama.
It's good to see him in the house of the Lord.
Y contento de verlo el día de hoy.
Amen. Mark chapter 5. We'll begin reading in verse 21.
Versículo 21.
Bible says, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. If you'll skip down, we're going to go to verse 39. Bible says, And when he was come in, he saith unto them, What make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn, but when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. If we go back up to verse 40, Bible says, And they laughed him to scorn. And then the Bible says, But when he had put them all out, somebody say he put everybody out. I want to preach to you on Sunday morning about what happens when doubt leaves the room.
Quiero predicar esta mañana cuando se va algo del cuarto.
When doubt leaves the room. I wonder, can you put your Bibles down right now? Somebody help me pray. Lift up your voice right now. Mighty God, we love you. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We thank you for your provision, oh God. God, we need you to move in this house, God. And we won't hesitate to give you the praise. Come on, somebody lift up your voice right now. Somebody go ahead and cry out to God. He's in the room today. God is here right now. God can do a miracle in this house right now. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you. We praise you and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Somebody say in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. Clap your hands one more time as you're seated in the presence
Un aplauso
of the Lord.
Y tome lo siento una vez más.
Jesus got to the other side of the sea after the raging of the storm.
Jesús llegó a la otra orilla del mar después de la tormenta.
It was after his disciples were on the boat and they were afraid.
Después de que los discípulos estuvieron en la barca y tuvieron miedo.
And they woke up the master and they shook him awoke and told him that it was then he'd understand that there was a storm happening.
Y levantaron al maestro diciéndole, despierta, hay una tormenta, aleluya.
And Jesus woke up and he walked out and he says the words, peace be still.
Y Jesús se levantó y les dijo, paz sea sobre vosotros.
And the storm ceased.
Y la tormenta calmó.
And they get to the other side.
Y llegan a la otra orilla.
And they meet a demoniac of Gadara.
Y se encuentra con un endemoniado.
And he was living among the tombs. He was a man that was in a situation where he had devils living on the inside of him.
Y él vivía en los sepulcros, tenía muchos demonios dentro de él.
And he asked him, he said, "What is your name?"
Y le preguntó él, ¿cuál es tu nombre?
And the spirit began to speak out of him and say, "Legion, for we are many."
Y el demonio habló y dijo, "Legión, porque somos muchos."
But the Bible says that when he saw Jesus,
pero la Biblia dice que cuando él vio a Jesús,
that there was something on the inside of him that wanted to worship him.
Que algo dentro de él quería adorarle.
Can I tell you today that no matter what your situation is,
le voy a decir al día de hoy, no importa su situación,
no matter where you find yourself right now,
no importa donde estés en este momento,
there's something on the inside of you that wants to worship him.
Algo dentro de ti quiere adorar.
You may have come to the house of God without orientation of praise and worship.
Quizá llegaste perdido sin orientación.
But as the music begin, as they begin to sing the music,
pero cuando empezó la alabanza,
and as the drum begins to play,
y el tambor empieza a tocar,
there was something that wants to connect with God on the inside of my soul.
Algo dentro de ti se quiere conectar con el Señor.
Can I tell you today that you ought to chase after that?
Hallelujah.
You want to go after everything that you feel right now.
Ve eso, ve enfrente lo que estás sintiendo el día de hoy.
If you feel like clapping your hands, you ought to clap your hands
si
right
sientes
now.
Como aplaudir, aplaude el día de hoy.
If you feel like giving them praise, you ought to lift up your hands and give them
si
praise.
Quieres glorificar, glorifícale el día de hoy.
It is in order today that you get on board with the kingdom of God.
Es importante que el día de hoy estés con
praise
el reino.
God.
Gloria a Dios.
So the demoniac at Gadara began to worship him.
Y el demonio empezó a adorarle.
But he's full of devils.
Pero estaba lleno de demonios.
And he's been living in this situation for quite some time.
Y ha estado así por varios años.
The Bible says that no man could tame him.
Dice la Biblia que nadie lo podía domar.
Not with chains or fetters.
Nadie lo podía tocar.
The Bible says that he would break the chains that was placed upon him.
Él rompía las cadenas que le ponían.
And this was a stronghold that was in his life.
Y era algo que estaba fuerte en su vida.
But we see that Jesus came to the other side.
Pero vimos que Jesús vino al otro lado.
And when he encountered the man by the name of Jesus,
y cuando tuvo un encuentro con Jesús,
his situation began to turn.
La situación de él empezó a dar vueltas, a cambiar.
Hey, I don't know what you're going through today.
No sé qué tengas tú el día de hoy.
I don't know what's holding you captive and bound right now.
No sé qué te está agarrando cautivo el día de hoy.
But when you encounter Jesus,
pero cuando te encuentres con Jesús,
everything has got to change.
Todo tiene que cambiar. Aleluya.
Everything has got to shake.
Todo tiene un decir.
When Jesus steps on the scene,
cuando Jesucristo viene a la
does
escena,
anybody know what I'm talking about today?
Alguien es testigo del poder de Dios.
You
hoy
are living your life,
has vivido tu vida,
and you are bound up by something.
Atado por algo.
But Jesus stepped in the room.
Pero Jesús pisó el día
and
de hoy.
Jesus stepped in your situation.
Y está en tu situación el día
do
de hoy.
I got a witness of somebody that knows what it's like?
El día de hoy.
To have the chains break off of your life.
Que le fueron rotas las cadenas.
Do I got a witness in the room today?
Un testigo.
That you know what it is.
Que sabes lo que es.
To come to the house of God bound up.
Saber lo que es entrar amarrado a la casa
but
de
when
Dios.
You meet Jesus.
Y necesitar a Jesús.
Everything's got to change.
Todo cambia cuando encuentras a Jesús.
Somebody clap your hands and give him praise right
alguien
now.
Aplauda, alguien bata sus manos el día de hoy.
The Bible says that he called the demons to come out of the man.
La Biblia dice que él llamó a los demonios que salieran fuera del hombre.
And they went into the pigs and went into the sea.
Y fueron a los cerdos y luego al mar.
Bible says that everybody that knew the demoniac at Gadara,
toda la gente que conocía al endemoniado,
they saw him sitting down, clothed and in his right mind.
Lo vieron sentado y con ropa en su mente normal.
That's just like the God we serve.
Ese es el Dios que servimos, aleluya.
We'll be all messed up, broken and disgusted.
Estamos quebrados, sucios, envueltos.
But when they come back and look at you after you meet Jesus,
pero cuando regresan a verte después de encontrar a Jesús,
they're going to say he's clothed and in his right mind.
Van a decir está con ropa, está en su mente, está bien.
I just wonder if I got two or three that'll agree with me.
Y salgan dos o tres de aquí que están de acuerdo conmigo el día de hoy.
That everything changed when I met the man Jesus.
Que todo cambió en mí cuando conocí a Jesús.
That life got better when I met Jesus.
Que la vida mejoró.
That I was living in the world and I didn't know which way to go.
Que estaba en el mundo sin saber a dónde ir.
But Jesus stepped into my life.
Pero Jesús entró a mi vida.
And now I'm clothed and in my right mind.
Y ahora estoy en mi mente, estoy sano.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios, aleluya.
The Bible says that the demoniac at Gadara wanted to go with Jesus.
La Biblia dice que el demonio quería seguir a Jesús.
And he said, no, I don't want you to go with me, but I want you to go and tell your story to everybody around.
Y le dijo al demonio, no me sigas, mejor ve y cuenta tu historia.
Can I tell you today that you need to have a testimony?
El día de hoy tú tienes que tener un testimonio.
You need to have a ready testimony on your lips when you go out.
Un testimonio vivo, listo para hablar a la gente.
You need to tell somebody what God did for you.
Dile a la gente lo que ha hecho el Señor en tu vida.
You need to let somebody know what God can do for their family.
Dile lo que alguien puede hacer por la familia de ellos.
You need to let somebody know that I was bound and broken.
Diles que estuve atado y quebrado.
But I met a man by the name of Jesus.
Pero que es un hombre llamado Jesús.
And he set my world right side up.
Y cambió mi mundo.
Does anybody know him today?
¿Alguien conoce de eso el día de hoy?
Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Algunos fueron llenados con el Espíritu Santo.
And you're a little bit separated from the moment where your life was a wreck.
Y se separado de ese momento.
But I know your story.
Pero yo sé la historia de ustedes.
And I thank God that you don't look like what you've been through.
Y le agradezco a Dios que no te ves como te veías antes.
Is anybody thankful that you don't look like what you've been through?
¿Alguien está agradecido de no verse como antes?
Is anybody thankful that he can wash away every single sin?
Que puede lavar todo pecado, toda mancha.
Is anybody glad that you met Jesus today?
Agradecido de haber conocido a Jesucristo.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The Bible says that they begin to push Jesus out of their coast.
Dice la Biblia que empezaron a pasar Jesús fuera de la aldea.
They said, you got to get out of here with all of that.
Tienes que irte con todo eso.
So he gets back on the boat.
Entonces sube la barca.
And he makes his way to the other side.
Y regresa al otro lado.
And when he gets to the other side, there's a multitude of people.
Y cuando llega al otro lado hay multitud de gente.
It's almost as if they never left the sea.
Como que nunca se habían ido del mar.
They were still standing there waiting on Jesus to come back.
Estaban ahí todavía parados que regresara Jesús.
And break open the bread of life to them again.
El pan de vida hacia ellos.
And as Jesus began to come back to the other side,
y cuando Jesús regresó al otro lado,
through the multitude there was a man by the name of Jairus.
En toda la multitud había un hombre llamado Jairo.
The Bible says that he was a ruler of the synagogue.
Era gobernador de la sinagoga.
And he came to Jesus and he got down on his feet, on his knees.
Se arrodilló enfrente de Jesús.
And he began to cry out to Jesus.
Y empezó a llorar, a gritarle a Jesús.
And he said, can you help me today?
¿Me puedes ayudar el día de hoy?
My daughter is at the point of death.
Mi hija está a punto de morirse.
She's 12 years old and she's the only daughter that I have.
Tiene 12 años, la única hija que tengo.
But I know that you're able to change situations.
Pero sé que tú cambias la situación.
I know you're able to change lives.
Tú cambias las vidas.
And I know that if you come and lay your hands on her, that she'll
si tú
be
pones
well.
Sus manos, ella salvará.
And Jesus goes with him and they make their way to Jairus' house.
Y Jesús va con Jairo, van caminando hacia su casa.
And the multitude followed him.
Y la multitud lo va siguiendo.
The Bible said in the middle of the trip to the house,
y en medio del camino a la casa,
that there was a woman with an issue of blood.
Una mujer con un flujo de sangre.
And for 12 years she dealt with this situation.
Y por 12 años ella tuvo eso en su cuerpo.
And by law in Leviticus, the Bible says that she couldn't go out and touch other people.
No podía tocar otra gente por la ley de Levítico.
She couldn't sit down, for wherever she sat down would be deemed unclean.
Porque donde ella sentaba era algo inmundo.
Wherever she laid down would be deemed unclean.
Donde ella sentara era sucio, era inmundo.
And everybody and everything that she touched would be deemed unclean.
Y todo lo que ella tocaría sería inmundo.
Can you imagine for 12 years?
Imaginan por 12 años.
She couldn't give her family a hug.
No podía abrazar a la familia.
She didn't know what it was like for 12 years to be able to embrace those that she loved.
No sabía lo que era abrazar a sus seres queridos.
Because they would be deemed unclean.
Porque hubieran sido llamados
inmundos. And as she began to walk through this situation year after year,
y cada año caminaba en la situación año tras año.
She was trying to find a remedy for her situation.
Quería buscar una cura para su enfermedad.
The Bible says that she would go to many physicians.
Fue a muchos médicos.
And she would go to this doctor and try to take something that they would give her.
Iba a un doctor o otro doctor buscando remedio.
And it didn't work and she would go back home empty.
Pero volvía a su casa vacía sin nada.
She'd go to another doctor and she'd spend a little bit of more money.
Y volvía a gastar más dinero otro día en otro doctor.
She's trying to get free from this situation
that
she had.
Quiere ser librada de ese flujo que tiene.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about today?
¿Alguien sabe algo así? ¿Alguien
conoce
algo
así? And she would begin to spend resource after resource.
Y gastaba todo lo que tenía en su economía.
And she would begin to do everything that she could for her situation.
Y hacía todo lo que ella podía para su situación.
She couldn't find an answer.
Pero no tenía la respuesta.
She couldn't find a remedy.
No tenía el remedio.
But there was a man by the name of Jesus passing through the town.
Pero un hombre llamado Jesús iba caminando por la ciudad.
The Bible says that there was a great multitude around him.
Pero había una gran multitud alrededor de él.
But when she heard Jesus was there,
pero cuando oyó que Jesús estaba ahí,
she understood that my situation right now,
Ella entendió que esta situación hoy
cannot be changed by natural resources.
No puede ser cambiada por nada del ser humano.
My situation right now,
lo que tengo yo el día de hoy,
cannot be changed by the money that's in my pocket.
No puede cambiarlo el dinero.
I'm preaching to somebody today.
Estoy predicando a alguien el
día
de hoy.
The situation that you're going through right now,
la situación el día de hoy,
there won't be any other answer for it today.
No va a haber otra respuesta el día de hoy.
But you got to figure out what Jesus is.
Pero tienes que saber qué es lo que es Jesús.
And you got to say, I heard that there was a man by the name of Jesus.
Y decir, oí un hombre llamado Jesús.
And I heard that I can find him at the church of the living God.
Y lo puedo encontrar en la iglesia del Dios vivo.
And I come to tell somebody in the house,
y el día de hoy vengo a esta casa a decirles,
that you're not here by circumstance.
Que no estás aquí nomás situaciones.
You're not here by coincidence.
De coincidencia nomás.
But you're in the right place today.
Estás en el lugar correcto el día
Jesus
de hoy.
Is in the room today.
Jesús está en este cuarto el día
your
de hoy.
Your deliverance is here right now.
Tu libertador está aquí
your
hoy.
Your healing is in the house right now.
El médico está aquí el día de
your
hoy.
Your breakthrough is in the room right now.
Él va a quebrantar todo el día de hoy.
Bible says that there was a press. This woman who had been dealing with this issue of blood for 12 years.
Con el flujo de sangre por 12 años.
I can imagine that losing blood, she had been weak or feeble at that time.
Imagino que ese tiempo estaba débil perdiendo sangre.
And there was also the issue that she couldn't touch anybody.
Y el problema de no poder tocar a la gente.
But when you get desperate,
pero cuando estás desesperado,
I said, when you get desperate,
dijo, cuando estás desesperado,
then you'll do whatever you got to do to get your victory.
Haces lo que sea para ganar tu victoria.
You'll do whatever you got to do to get your healing.
Lo que tienes que hacer para ganar tu sanidad.
You'll do whatever you got to do to get your breakthrough.
Lo que sea para agarrar lo tuyo.
Bible says that she presses her way through the crowd.
Dice que presionó en medio de la multitud.
She made up in her mind.
Ella había decidido en su mente
that if I can just touch the hem of his garment,
si tan solo pudiera tocar su manto,
then I can be made whole.
Sería sana.
And I can see her now as she begins to move her way through that crowd.
Y puedo imaginarme que llegaría empujando ella por la multitud.
She reaches down and touches the hem of his garment.
Y llega lo más bajo y toma
the Bible says, the Bible says that she knew within herself that her issue had dried up.
Ella supo dentro de vida sinceramente que sanó.
And Jesus shouts out, "Who touched me?"
Y Jesús dijo, ¿quién me ha tocado?
Disciples said, "Everybody's touching you. There's a multitude. There's a press."
Y todos le dijeron a sus discípulos, todo el mundo te toca, te aprietan.
He said, "You don't understand. Somebody touched me in a different way."
Y él dijo, no entendés. Alguien me tocó de una manera diferente.
Because I felt virtue flow out of me.
Sentí poder que salió de mí.
And trembling, she came forward.
Y vino frente a ella.
And she said, "It was me."
Y dijo, fui yo.
She said, "For 12 years I've been dealing with this situation.
Por 12 años estuve con este flujo.
For 12 years I've tried this and I've tried that.
Traté aquello, traté lo otro.
And nothing would help my situation.
Y nada ayudó mi situación.
But when I heard that you were passing through the town,
pero cuando vi que venías por la ciudad,
I said, if I could just get to Jesus,
y que si tan solo puedo llegar a Jesús,
can I tell you today,
te digo el día de hoy,
that you got to get a determination in your spirit,
tienes que determinar en tu espíritu,
that says, I don't care what I've got to do,
no me importa lo que tenga que hacer,
I just got to get to Jesus,
solo tengo que llegar a Jesús.
I don't care who I've got to kind of move out of the way.
No importa quién tenga que mover del camino.
I got to get to the master.
Tengo que llegar al maestro.
I got to get to the savior today.
Al salvador el día de hoy.
Praise God.
Gloria sea Dios. Un aplauso.
Aleluya. Bible says that Jesus said.
Dice la palabra que Jesús dijo.
Your faith.
Tu fe.
Has made you whole.
Te ha sanado.
He said, "It's not because I laid hands on you."
No porque puse mis manos sobre ti.
He said, "But your faith."
Pero tu fe.
Has made thee whole.
Te ha sanado.
Can I tell somebody today?
Le puedo decir algo el día de hoy.
You got to get something in your hand today.
Tienes que poner algo en tu cabeza. Entiéndelo.
You got to muster up some faith in the house of the Lord on a Sunday morning.
Tienes que agarrar toda tu fe el domingo el día de hoy.
I come to tell somebody that it's time to build up your faith again.
Es tiempo que tu fe crezca.
You want something to move today?
Quieres que algo se mueva el día de hoy?
You just need to find your faith again.
Busca tu fe una vez más.
You want your situation to change today?
¿Quieres cambiar tu situación el día de
hoy?
You
gotta find some faith today.
Busca tu fe.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the midst of all of this,
en medio de todo esto,
there was a man by the name of Jairus.
Hay un hombre llamado Jairo.
That's standing there and watching all the events of what's happening with this woman.
Que está parado observando todo lo que está pasando.
And almost like the Bible would link these two stories together.
Como que la Biblia puso estas dos historias juntas.
12 years in her situation.
2 años de la situación de ella.
A 12-year-old little girl.
2 años de la edad de la niña de Jairo.
And when Jesus speaks to the woman with the issue of blood,
cuando Dios le habla a la señora de flujo,
he calls her daughter.
Le llama.
And so this situation is unfolding right before the man Jairus' eyes.
Y mientras Jairo está viendo todo, está transformando.
And if we're honest today,
y somos honestos el día de hoy,
he's still thinking about his little girl.
Él sigue pensando en su hija.
In the middle of Jesus working with somebody else,
en medio del milagro de Jesús, él sigue pensando en su hija.
He's probably thinking, man, time is running out.
Y el tiempo está acabando a mi hija.
He's saying, you know, I know she needs something from God.
Yo sé que necesita algo de Jesús.
But my little baby's at the house about to die.
Pero mi bebé está en la casa muriéndose.
Come on, Jesus, you've got to hurry up right
vamos,
now.
Vamos, Jesús, apresúrate, vamos.
If you don't get to my situation, I don't know what's going to happen.
Si no llegas a tiempo, mi situación no sé qué va a pasar.
Come on, I'm preaching to some real people in the house today.
Estoy predicando a alguien verdaderamente, alguien real.
That you've seen God work on somebody else's situation.
Tú ves que Dios trabaja en alguien más.
But you're sitting back waiting and watching the miracle over here.
Y estás sentado nomás viendo el milagro.
And you're wondering, God, what about my little family?
Y piensas, Dios, ¿y mi familia qué?
God, what about my situation?
¿Y mi situación, Señor?
God, my daughter is about to die.
Dios, mi hija está a punto de morir.
I need you to come right now.
Te necesito ahorita, Dios.
Jairus is sitting in this situation.
Jairo estaba en la situación ahí.
And he's watching this.
Mirando esto.
And I can see him.
Y lo puedo ver.
Almost like they were with Lazarus.
Casi como estuvieron con Lázaro.
If you would have been here, the situation would have been different.
Cuando le dijeron, si hubiera estado aquí a tiempo, esto no hubiera pasado.
If you would have just hurried up and got to where we needed to go, the situation would have been changed.
Si tuvieras apresurado, esto hubiera cambiado.
But God, you're taking your sweet time with somebody else.
Pero Dios, tomarse tu tiempo con alguien más.
And I'm thankful for what you're doing for them.
Y estoy agradecido por lo que haces con él.
But God, do you remember Jairus is still standing here right now?
Pero Dios, acuérdate que Jairo está sigue parado aquí. Gloria a Dios.
And about that time after he told the woman that you've been made whole.
Y después de tiempo que le dijo que estaba sana la mujer.
Somebody from his house comes to him.
Llegó alguien de la casa de Jairo a decirle.
And they give him the news, your daughter is dead.
Le dijeron, tu hija ha muerto.
Leave the master alone.
Ya no molestes más al maestro, tu
There's
hija ha
no
muerto.
Hope for your situation right now.
Ya no hay esperanza a tu situación.
Just let him keep on passing by.
Déjalo que siga pasando.
Don't even worry him with this anymore. It's over with.
Ya no lo molestes, ya terminó, déjalo.
And it's almost like Jesus was listening in on the conversation.
Y como que Jesús estaba oyendo la conversación.
As he says, don't fear.
Le dijo, no temas.
Only believe.
Solamente cree.
Can I tell you, sometimes we need those moments in our life.
Hay momentos que necesitamos esos momentos en nuestras vidas.
When we hear the voice of God.
Donde oímos la voz de Dios.
That tells us it's going to be all right.
Y de todo va a estar bien.
I come to preach to somebody in this house on a Sunday morning.
Esta mañana estoy predicándole a alguien.
And I come to let you know that it's going to be all right.
A decirte que va a estar todo bien.
I know you've been having some sleepless nights.
Has tenido noches que no has dormido.
But it's going to be all right.
Pero todo va a estar bien.
I know you've been going through trial and tribulation.
Has estado en prueba y lucha.
But it's going to be all right.
Pero todo va a estar bien.
I know the situation seems desperate right now.
Te ves esperar la situación, pero
but it's going to be all right.
Pero va a estar todo bien.
Somebody clap your hands to the Lord.
Alguien aplauda como que le crea al Señor el día de hoy. Aleluya.
And Jesus walks with him to the house.
Jesús camina con él hacia la casa.
And he leaves the disciples behind except Peter, James, and John.
Y lo deja los discípulos atrás.
Same disciples that went up on the Mount of Transfiguration.
Aquellos que fueron con él al Monte Transfiguración.
They were the set apart disciples.
Eran aparte los discípulos.
So they followed Jesus to the house.
Lo siguieron a la casa.
And as they got a little ways off,
y cuando llegaron cerca de la casa,
they can already hear the sound of the mourners.
Ya oían lo que estaban llorando.
They can already hear the sound of the flutes and the trumpets.
Las trompetas, las flautas.
As the people already begin to mourn the death of Jairus' daughter.
Ya empezaban con la memoria, con el lloro de la
Jesus hija. Steps in the house.
Pero Jesús pisa en la casa.
And when Jesus gets in the room,
y cuando él entra al cuarto,
he said, why are you doing all of this?
Dice, ¿por qué están haciendo todo esto? Dice.
He said, for the girl is not dead.
La niña no está muerta.
But she's asleep.
Pero duerme.
And the Bible says that they laughed him to scorn.
Dice la Biblia que lo dejaron y se burlaron de él.
Can I tell you that anybody that can laugh at your situation?
Cualquiera que se burle de tu habitación
is not somebody you need to be connected to.
No es alguien con el que tienes que estar conectado. Déjalo.
You need to get you some friends that know.
Consigue unos amigos que entiendan.
Bible says that they laughed him to scorn.
Se rieron y se burlaron de él.
Jesus, the Savior of the world.
Al Salvador del mundo se rieron
de
él.
The Creator of the universe.
El creador del universo.
When he steps in that room.
Cuando pisó ese cuarto.
She's not dead.
No está muerta.
She's asleep.
Solo duerme.
After they begin to laugh.
Después de que empezaron a reírse de él.
Jesus said, "Everybody, get out."
Digo, todos fuera.
He said, "I want all of you out. Everybody that laughed, I want you to get out."
A todo el que se burló, se rió, los quiero fuera.
Everybody that had unbelief, I want you to get out.
Aquel que tiene duda, lo quiero fuera.
Everybody that already planned the funeral, you got to get out of
the
room.
Aquel que está planteando un funeral, para tenerla fuera del cuarto.
Bible says that he goes into that room.
Y entra a ese cuarto.
He takes her by the hand.
La agarra de su mano.
And he says, "Talitha kumi."
Le dice, "Talitha kumi."
"Damsel, I say, arise." And we know the story. She got up and she arose.
Y la historia se paró.
And it was a miracle.
Y fue un milagro.
And we thank God for the miracle.
Y estamos agradecidos con Dios por el milagro.
And we thank God for the resurrection.
Por la resurrección de la niña.
And we thank God for everything that he can do when he puts his hands to it.
Por todo lo que él puede hacer.
But he told all of them. He said, "I want you to get out."
Pero le dijo a todos, quiero que se vayan.
Can I preach to this congregation today?
El día que le predico a la congregación.
That in order to see a miracle.
Para poder ver un milagro,
and in order to see a resurrection,
para ver una resurrección,
and in order to continue to see the mighty works of God,
para continuar viendo la mano poderosa de Dios,
there's some things that's got to get out of the room.
Hay cosas que tienen que irse de este cuarto. Aleluya. Amen.
Doubt and unbelief can't coexist.
La duda y la incredulidad no pueden estar juntas.
You can't have a house that's divided against itself.
Una casa dividida a la mitad no puede estar.
We can't have people that are in the house that believe.
No podemos tener creyentes.
And people that come into the house with a spirit of unbelief.
Y gente que incrédulos.
A spirit that says, "I don't know if God's going to do it today."
Gente que dice, yo no sé si Dios lo
puede hacer. A spirit that says, "I don't know if God can change their life."
No sé si Dios puede cambiar a él.
A spirit that says, "You know what? He may be able to do it on a Sunday night."
Un espíritu negativo que dice en la noche.
But there's no way he's able to do the same works on a Wednesday night.
Pero el miércoles no lo puede hacer.
I come to tell everybody in the room.
Te digo el día de hoy.
That you got to get doubt out of your life.
Salto de tu vida.
That you got to get unbelief out of your life.
Saca la credulidad de tu vida.
That you got to get a spirit of belief about you today.
Entra el espíritu de creencia.
Listen to me today. Amen. Jesus doesn't like to hang out with unbelievers.
A Jesús no le gusta estar con la gente que duda.
With his disciples.
Con sus discípulos.
Jesus didn't let all of them come.
No dejó que todos vinieran con él.
It's Jesus, the man that walked in this flesh.
Jesús que caminó en esta carne.
He came down from heaven.
Vino del cielo.
He found himself at a garden called Gethsemane.
Llegó al monte Getsemaní.
They came to seize him and they came to take him to his death.
Llegaron a prenderlo, llevarlo a su muerte.
And as he made his way down the Via Dolorosa.
Y cuando iba por la Via Dolorosa.
On the path to Christ's death.
En el camino a la muerte.
He was headed to die for my sins and your sins.
Fue a morir por mis pecados y por tus pecados.
The Bible says that they split open his back with the cat of nine tails.
De que le abrieron la espalda con látigos.
Bible says that they placed that crown of thorns on his head.
Una espina de corona de espinas en su cabeza.
The Savior of the world.
Al Salvador del mundo.
Bible says that they put him on a cross.
Lo pusieron en una cruz.
And they began to nail his hands to that cross.
Y empezaban a clavar sus manos en esa cruz.
Bible says they began to nail his feet.
Le clavaron los pies también.
And they would pierce that spear in his side.
Y le metieron en el costado con una lanza.
The Bible says that forthwith came blood and water.
Salió agua y sangre de su costado.
Jesus hung on that cross for you and for me.
Él se colgó, él estuvo colgado ahí por ti y por mí.
And they put him in a tomb and they rolled the stone.
Le pusieron una tumba, le rodó una roca grande.
But we know the story. The Bible says that he got up.
Pero sabemos la historia que él se levantó.
Is anybody thankful for a risen king today?
¿Alguien está contento de un rey que se ha levantado?
Is anybody thankful for a savior?
Un salvador.
But the Bible says that after the resurrection,
dice la Biblia que después de la resurrección,
that he went and found his disciples.
Que fue y encontró a sus discípulos.
And when he found his disciples, they were in a room with the door closed.
Y cuando estaban, los encontró en un cuarto con la puerta cerrada.
They were hiding from the Jews.
Estaban escondiéndose de los judíos.
And he walks in the room and he looks at his disciples.
Y entra y los ve a los discípulos.
And he said, "Behold my hands."
Dice, mira mis manos.
And my side.
Y mi costado.
The Bible says that Thomas was not in the room.
Y Tomás no estaba en ese cuarto.
And Thomas came and said, "You know what? I won't believe it."
Y llegó después y dijo, "No lo voy a creer."
He said, "I won't believe that he's a risen Savior."
No creo que sea resucitado.
Unless I see his hands.
A menos que pueda ver sus manos.
Unless I put my finger in his hands.
Y pueda meter mi dedo en el hoyo de sus manos.
And unless I put my finger in his side.
Y pueda meter mis dedos en su costado.
He said, "I'll never believe it."
Nunca lo voy a creer.
I doubt everything that you're saying right now.
Aleluya, todo lo que están diciendo el día de hoy.
Bible says, 8 days later.
8 días después dice la Biblia.
Jesus walks into the room.
Jesús entró al cuarto.
But Thomas is there this time.
Esta vez Tomás estaba ahí presente.
And he says, "Peace be unto you."
Paz sea sobre vosotros, les dijo.
And I like Jesus because he cuts straight to the chase.
Jesús él inmediatamente llega.
He gets right to the point.
Llega al punto.
He said, "Thomas."
Tomás, ven.
"Behold my hands."
Mira mis manos.
"And my side."
Y mi costilla.
He said, "Thomas,
costado.
I want you to reach your hands in my."
Quiero que pongas tus manos en mi hoyo, dice.
"And I want you to put your finger in my side right now."
Y en mi costado pon tu dedo.
He said, "But I want you to believe, Thomas."
Pero quiero que creas, Tomás.
Can I tell you what happened in that moment for the man, Thomas?
¿Sabes qué pasó en ese momento para Tomás?
There was something there that left the room that day.
Algo se fue del cuarto de Tomás.
There was something that was present with the man, Thomas, that was there.
Algo tenía de Tomás presente que tenía
que
irse.
But when Jesus walked into the room,
pero cuando Jesús entró al cuarto con ellos,
it had to leave.
Tenía que irse esa duda.
Can I tell you that doubt left the room? When Thomas put his fingers in his hand.
Jesús se fue del cuarto cuando Tomás.
Can I tell you that unbelief left the room when Thomas stuck his finger in his side?
La credulidad se fue del cuarto.
And that same Jesus.
Y este mismo Jesús.
Is in the house today.
Está en esta casa el día de hoy.
Somebody ought to give him praise right now.
Alguien glorifique al Señor.
Somebody ought to magnify him.
Alguien magnifique su nombre, adore al Señor.
Oh, we love you, Jesus. Thomas gets a bad rap.
Tomás tiene una historia negativa.
He's nicknamed Doubting Thomas.
Su sobrenombre es el dudador, el Tomás el que duda.
But it's difficult to doubt when you've seen Jesus.
Es difícil dudar si has visto a Jesús.
That's why Jesus said, "Thomas, seeing you believe."
Digo porque Tomás, porque viste, creíste.
But blessed are those that never see.
Pero bendecidos son aquellos que no han visto y han creído.
And still believe.
Y creen aún.
Can I tell you he's talking to you today?
Está hablando a usted.
He's
y a
talking
mí.
About this church today.
Está hablando de esta iglesia.
Those that have never seen Jesus face to face.
Aquellos que no lo hemos visto cara a cara.
But you still come and lift up your hands.
Pero
right
aún
now.
Adoramos, levantamos nuestras
you still
manos.
Come and give God praise.
Aún le adoramos.
You still come and hang your life on him today.
Cambiamos nuestra vida por él. Aleluya.
It's that Thomas spirit.
El espíritu ese de Tomás de incredulidad
gets a hold of people,
que agarra a la gente
and says, "I'm never going to believe it until I see it."
Y dice, "No voy a creer hasta no ver."
"I'm never going to believe it until I experience it for myself."
Hasta que no lo tenga la experiencia no lo voy a creer.
And the devil has you captive right there.
Y el diablo te cautiva en ese momento.
Because unbelief produces stagnation.
Porque la duda tiene permisión.
When you don't believe, you stay in the same place.
Cuando no crees en el mismo lugar.
I'm preaching to a visitor today right now.
Estoy visitando a un visitante el día de hoy.
That you feel like life has always got to be like it is right now.
Cuando sientes que la vida siempre va a ser igual.
And you feel like there's nothing that's going to be able to change my situation.
Y sientes que no hay nada que ha cambiado mi situación.
I've tried this and I've tried this.
He tratado aquello y lo otro.
And nothing has worked.
Y nada ha trabajado, servido.
And so I come to the house of God today.
Entonces vengo a la casa de Dios el día de hoy.
And I've got doubt in my spirit.
Tengo duda en mi espíritu.
Because God may be able to do it for them.
Pero quizá Dios lo haga por él.
But I don't know if God can do it for me.
Pero quizá para mí no.
God may be able to change their life.
Quizá nos cambie la vida de ellos.
But because of the family that I've come from.
Pero por mi familia y por la que vengo.
And the dysfunction that I've lived in.
Y todos los problemas que tenemos.
God's not able to move my situation.
Dios no puede cambiar mi situación.
Can I tell you today that the devil is a liar?
El diablo es mentiroso.
That if you come to the house of God today, it doesn't matter how broken you are. It doesn't matter how bad your situation is. God is able to heal.
Dios puede cambiar.
God is able to deliver.
Puede liberarte.
God is able to set free.
Dios te puede dejar libre.
But you got to kick doubt out of the room.
Pero tienes que quitar la duda de tu vida.
I come to tell somebody that it's been like this for a long time.
Hay gente que ha estado así por mucho tiempo.
And you're like, "Man, I'm just resigned to this, and it's always going to be like this."
Ya, esta es mi vida, así me voy a quedar.
I'm a failure, and I'm always going to make mistakes and mess up.
Siempre hago errores, me caigo.
I'm always going to miss the mark.
Siempre no hago mis metas.
Can I tell you, you are always going to miss the mark.
Siempre vas a no hacer tus metas.
But there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day.
Pero vendrá un día.
When you fall down and you get back up.
Cuando te caigas y te vuelves a levantar.
When you fall down again and you get back up. vuelves a caerte, vuelves a levantarte. Can I preach to you that God is not looking for your perfection?
Dios no está buscando a los perfectos.
God is looking for what direction you are headed in.
Él está buscando la dirección en la que vas.
Somebody's got to hear me today.
Alguien tiene que oír esta palabra el día de hoy.
God is looking for you to say, you know what?
Dios quiere que diga, ¿sabes qué?
I'm kicking doubt out of my life.
Voy a correr la duda de mi vida.
I'm kicking unbelief out of my life.
La incredulidad se va de mi vida el día de hoy.
Because doubt,
porque la duda,
it takes the place of your faith.
Toma lugar de tu fe.
When you have so much doubt in you,
cuando tienes tanta duda en ti,
it's difficult for you to find the faith that's on the inside.
Es difícil encontrar la fe que está dentro de ti.
That's why you got to kick some things out today.
Por eso hay que quitar cosas de nuestra vida el día de hoy.
I'm preaching to somebody right now.
Estoy predicando el día de hoy.
That you got to turn off the news.
Apaga las noticias.
You got to turn off social media for a little while.
Las redes sociales, apágalas.
Because it's putting you in this cycle of doubt and unbelief.
Porque te pone un ciclo de incredulidad y deuda.
And it's hindering your faith.
Y está lastimando tu fe.
You got to turn the TV off sometimes.
Apaga el televisor el día de hoy.
I'm telling somebody in the Holy Ghost right now.
Aleluya, habla con alguien del Espíritu
you
Santo.
You got to kick Fox News out of your house today.
Quita el noticiero de Fox el día de hoy.
You got it. My God.
Aleluya.
If you pick up the newspaper in the morning and it spins you into this negative cycle, it's time for you to put down the newspaper and pick up your Bible.
Es tiempo que lo dejes y agarres tu Biblia.
Hallelujah, preacher. You say, I'm living with anxiety in my world.
Tengo ansiedad en mi vida.
And there's depression that's been wrecking my mind.
Y hay depresión en mi mente.
And every time you turn to social media,
siempre que pongo las redes sociales,
and you start comparing yourself to everybody else's highlight reel,
y me comparo con toda otra gente,
and they got on their best today, but you feel like you're worse.
Ellos tienen su mejor, tienen lo peor de tu vida.
It spins you in this cycle of unbelief,
y empiezas un ciclo de incredulidad,
and it hampers what God wants to do in your life,
y destruye lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu vida.
And like the children of Israel that did believe,
como la gente de Israel que no creía,
they stay in the same cycle,
que estuvo en el mismo ciclo,
and they're not going anywhere,
y nunca caminaban, siempre
but
en
I come to preach to somebody on a Sunday morning.
Pero el día de esta mañana,
that it's time for somebody to kick doubt out of the room.
Es tiempo que quites la duda de tu vida.
It's time for somebody to get unbelief out of the room.
Quita la incredulidad de tu vida.
God wants to do a miracle in
Dios
your world.
Dios quiere hacer un milagro el día de hoy.
God wants to bring some things to life
Dios
in your world.
Dios quiere quebrantar algunas cosas el día de hoy.
But doubt can't stay today.
Pero la duda está en medio de eso. Amen.
Jesus said, "Everybody get out."
Jesús dijo, "Sálganse todos fuera."
He says, "Save Peter, James, and John, and the mother and the father."
Más trajo la pala a May algunos discípulos con él.
Still had some belief.
Porque ellos tenían aún creían en él.
Because it's, when it's yours.
Porque lo que es tuyo.
You're hesitant to bury it too quick.
A veces no lo quieres enterrar rápidamente.
When everybody else is around, they're ready to throw it in the ground.
Pero aquellos que están alrededor lo quieren enterrar rápido.
When it's your baby.
Pero cuando es tu bebé.
There's something that works inside of your soul.
Hay algo dentro de ti.
That says, "God, I just believe."
Dios, simplemente creo.
God, I know you can do a miracle.
Sé lo que puede hacer un milagro, Señor.
God, I know you can make a way where there seems to be no way.
Puede hacer un camino, Señor, donde no hay camino.
God, can you do it today?
Dios, puede hacerlo hoy.
God, I've seen you do it before.
Lo he visto antes, Dios.
But I just believe somewhere deep down in my spirit.
Pero creo en mi alma, Señor.
That you're able to do it again.
Que lo puede hacer otra vez.
And in those moments.
En esos momentos.
That's when the parents of that baby.
Cuando los padres de esa niña,
Jesus said, "I want you to come in the room."
Quiero que vengan conmigo al cuarto, les dijo.
Because when you came to me, Jairus,
porque cuando viniste a mí, Jairo,
you said that all I had to do was lay my hands on your daughter.
Tú dijiste que simplemente tenía que poner mis manos.
And she was going to be well.
Y ella iba a estar bien.
He's looking at Jairus.
Lo está viendo a Jairo.
And he's thinking, "You've got faith."
Tú tienes fe.
You've got faith.
Tienes fe.
He said, "That's all I need."
Es todo lo que necesito.
Can I tell you today?
Le voy a decir el día de hoy.
That if you want to see a miracle,
si quiere ver un milagro el día de hoy,
all you need is a need,
solo necesita una necesidad,
and just a little bit of faith,
y poquita de fe.
Is there any needs in the house today?
Hay alguna necesidad en la casa de Dios el día de hoy?
Does anybody got a need in the room today?
Alguien tiene una necesidad? Levante su mano, no tenga miedo.
Praise God. But the truth of the matter,
pero la verdad es esto,
is that we're all,
que todos.
A little skeptical sometimes.
A veces tenemos alguna miedo o algo.
And a little cynical sometimes.
Y un poquito medios.
And when we come in the room,
y cuando entramos al cuarto,
sometimes life has weighed us down to the place.
A veces la vida nos opresa.
Where it's so difficult for us to believe.
Porque es difícil entender entonces.
We want to believe, but it's difficult to believe.
Queremos creer, pero es difícil poder entender.
In Mark chapter 9, Mark chapter 9.
Marcos 9.
We find this man that brings his son to Jesus or to the disciples.
Encontramos un hombre que trae sus hijos, su hijo a los
discípulos. When he brings his son to the disciples, he wanted them to cast the dumb spirit out of him.
Y él quería que los discípulos sacaran el demonio del niño.
And the disciples would try and try to cast the spirit out of him.
Y ellos trataron de reprender al demonio.
But nothing happened.
Pero nada pasó.
And then Jesus steps on the scene.
Pero después llegó Jesús.
And Jesus said, "How long has he been this way?"
¿Y cuánto tiempo tiene así este niño?
Man said, "For a long time."
Yo, por un tiempo largo.
And so this man has been watching this situation play out all of his life.
Y este hombre ha visto la vida del niño en esta situación toda su vida.
And Jesus says these words.
Jesús dice estas palabras.
He says to him that believes.
Aquel que cree.
All things are possible.
Todo le es posible.
And this is what gripped me when I read this story. Because this is just like all of us.
Porque eso es como todos nosotros.
The Bible says that he cried out.
Dice la palabra que él lloró.
And it makes mention that he cried out with tears.
Con lágrimas, dice.
As he's coming to God for his son.
Cuando venía el Señor por su hijo.
And he's crying out to Jesus.
Él venía gritándole al maestro.
And he says these words.
Y dijo estas palabras.
He said, "I believe."
Yo creo.
He said, "But help my unbelief."
Pero cree mi credulidad a creer.
Come on, I know what it is to be in a place where I know the right thing to do.
Yo sé estar en un lugar donde sé lo que es correcto.
And I know the right way to think.
Y sé cómo pensar.
But there's a part of me on the inside.
Pero hay parte de mí dentro de mí.
That doesn't want to believe.
Que no quiere creer.
There's a part that creeps into my spirit.
Hay una parte que se mete en mi espíritu.
That says, "God, I really believe that you can do it."
Dice, Dios, creo que lo puedes hacer.
But there's part of me that doesn't believe.
Pero parte de mí que aún no cree.
I feel like I'm preaching to somebody right now.
Estoy predicando a alguien el día de hoy.
That you've got good intentions.
Que tienes buenas intenciones.
And that's why you come to the house of God.
Y por eso vienes a la iglesia.
Because there's a piece of you that really, really, really believes.
Porque hay una parte de ti que realmente cree.
But you just need God to come today.
Promete que el Señor venga el día de hoy.
And help the other part that doesn't believe.
Y ayuda a aquella parte que no quiere creer.
I come to tell somebody in this house today.
Vengo a decirte el día de hoy.
That God will help your unbelief today.
Dios va a creer a tu credulidad.
That if you tell God.
Si tú le dices a Dios.
I really do believe God.
Realmente creo, Dios.
I really need something from you today.
Necesito algo el día de hoy de ti, maestro.
But this piece of me that doesn't believe.
Pero parte de mí no quiere creer.
Is holding up the process of my miracle.
Está deteniendo mi milagro.
I wonder, can you stand and lift up your hands?
Párese el día de hoy, levante sus manos.
And say, "God, help my unbelief."
Diga, Dios, cree, ayuda.
Come on, somebody lift up your voice right now.
Alguien levante su voz hoy este día.
Somebody cry out to God right now.
Oh, clame al Señor, aleluya.
And say, "God, I believe."
Dios, te creo.
But I need you to help my unbelief today.
Pero necesito que ayudes con mi duda, Señor, el día de hoy.
Can I tell the mama in the house?
¿Le voy a decir alguna madre el día de hoy?
With the backslidden baby.
Que tiene un hijo enfermo, quizá.
That God can still bring your baby back.
Que Dios puede traer a tu hijo para atrás.
And you may have some belief in your world.
Y quizá creas en tu vida.
But I'm here to tell you today that God's going to help your unbelief.
Pero Dios va a ayudarte con la parte que no cree.
Hands lifted all over this house, hearts raised in this sanctuary.
Todas las manos levantadas en el santuario, todas las manos arriba.
I wonder, can we begin to cry out to God all over this house?
Vamos a adorar al Señor, vamos a clamar por él.
I wonder, can somebody lift up your voice in the sanctuary?
Alguien puede levantar su voz en el santuario el día de hoy.
I wonder, can you begin to have a spirit of belief in this house?
Tenga un espíritu de creer el día de hoy.
You may be like the man that came to God.
Quizás sea como el hombre que vino al Señor.
But I'm here to tell you that God's going to help your unbelief today.
Pero Dios va a ayudar a tu credulidad.
Come on, God wants to do a miracle in your world.
Dios quiere hacer un milagro en tu vida.
But you got to get doubt out of the room.
Pero tienes que quitar la duda de ti.
God wants to do a resurrection in your world.
Dios quiere resucitar algo en tu vida.
But you got to kick unbelief out of your house.
Pero crea la incredulidad fuera de tu
Come on,
vida.
Hands lifted. These altars are open right now. I wonder, can we pray all over the house?
El altar está abierto el día de paz adelante. Aleluya.
Come on, if you need something from God, if you've really got a pressing need in your life, I want you to come down around this front. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to pray the prayer of faith today, and God's able to do it. I wonder if somebody would believe today.
God, they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way.
Come on, somebody press on in right now. He's here today. Whatever you need is in the house right now. There's deliverance in this house. There's victory in this house. There's a breakthrough in this house. There's a miracle in the womb right now. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, but you gotta believe today.
The impossible.